that's interesting. Yeah, I want to play with that some more. I haven't tried that yet. I'm supposed to be getting a new Windows laptop at some point. I ordered it back in January, so that's one of the things I want to do. Because I was thinking I'm gonna either I really wanted to get a wanted to have a Linux laptop. So I was like looking at the Lenovos because they do a really good job with being able to put Linux on them. And I wanted to do a boot with them, but now more that I think about it is I think I'm just going to leave Windows on it and then just do WSL like you're doing, because I think that will be good enough, because I really don't need full-fledged Linux. I really only need, like, to be able to run Docker and all that stuff, you probably don't want to play with. But that's interesting. They don't let you go to root, so if you do sudo, it doesn't let you do sudo at all, or you can't run, like, root commands.
NAKPP. You can run all of the root commands you want. Sudo works. But let's say if you wanted to get into the root, like with a file manager or something of that nature, it won't let you do that. But you can say sudo nano, etc, blah, blah, blah. It lets you do all of that. So, it's great for all of that. And also, too, the other thing that's really cool is the file manager, the Windows file manager, shows you all the files right there, so you can just go in the Windows File Manager and like, okay, where did that go? And you can find it right there, and a lot of the stuff that's past the home directory, you can actually edit it right there with the Windows Notepad or anything else of that nature. So, if you're getting a regular laptop, Lenovo, load up WSL, and you'll have a blast with it.